Fourth of July celebrations usually aren't complete without fireworks displays. The recent heat and lack of rain have forced many localities to cancel their displays because of fear of fire. Already, wildfires across the nation have burned hundreds of thousands of acres. The pilots who drop water and flame retardant on those fires are called tanker gypsies. Mostly private contractors, they bounce from state to state, going where they're needed on a moment's notice. From Durango, Colorado, Eric Whitney of member station KSUT reports on the men and women who fight the air war against fire.
Red sandstone cliffs frame the broad green Animas River Valley in southwestern Colorado. Sunny summer mornings like this one are usually calm and cool, perfect for fly fishing or a horseback ride. But today, the sky is dominated by a thick cloud of brown smoke. Nearby Missionary Ridge has been burning for more than 3 weeks as firefighters struggle to quell the flames.
It's our weather today. We have a fire weather watch for dry lightning, noon to midnight. Partly cloudy, 30 to 50%.
At 9 a.m., the U.S. Forest Service's Kim Knox briefs a clutch of pilots and their support crews on today's flying conditions. They assemble in a cow pasture that's been converted into the fire's helicopter base. As the air warms and the smoke begins to lift, the noisy mechanical birds start flying. Two hulking heavy-lift helicopters called sky cranes take off first, rising slowly like steel dragonflies. They head for the river, dangling hoses which will suck up 3,000 gallons of water in less than a minute. They'll yo-yo all day between the burning ridgetop and the river, dumping water on the fire's front line.
That'd be great. That'd be wonderful. Okay.
Pilots of smaller choppers, like Ben Seal of Sunshine, Louisiana, hang around drinking coffee and conferring with their mechanics until they're given a mission. Soon, he's called over to the big map tacked to a bulletin board. A crew of fire control strategists ask him to give them an aerial view of the inferno's eastern flank.
All right, where you want to start, somewhere in this area here?
Yeah. Right.
On this flight, Seal will fly more than 20 miles directly across the fire. He says it's not like flying under normal conditions.
There's a lot of extra things that you have to deal with, especially in a mountainous area. The winds can really wreak havoc on an air operation. And obviously smoke, restricted visibilities, and there's a lot of aircraft in the air, and the Forest Service has gone out of their way to set up the safest situation for aircraft.
Once he's in the air, Seal will be in the company of 10 other helicopters working the fire today. They circle closely around the smoke column like moths. Many swing huge buckets on long tethers beneath them. Plumes of water burst from the buckets when they reach the fire's edge. They're joined mid-air by three turboprop tanker planes that drop red fire retardant in graceful swooping dives. The elaborate dance is choreographed from the cockpits of two fixed-wing aircraft that fly high above the action. One crew of controllers directing the helicopters, the other the planes. By mid-afternoon, the predicted high winds have grounded the tanker planes, and 67-year-old pilot Bob Wofford has time to take a visitor up inside the hollow belly of his ship, a twin-propeller P-2V Neptune, built in 1956.
It's not the most graceful airplane to get into. And if you put both feet on that...
Wofford has been flying fires for 15 years and says he wouldn't know what to do with himself if he retired. He calls his plane as comfortable as his own bed and says it's still got plenty of kick despite its age.
Well, we get rid of that load and climb like a homesick angel.
Wofford becomes serious when asked about the crash of the air tanker in California last month. Like the 100 or so other people who fly firefighting tankers, the men on board the plane that went down were friends.
It's a small family in that respect. And when somebody goes down, well, we all feel it.
Wofford says he's seen some pilots give up flying air tankers after hearing about a crash, but he doesn't let it affect him when he's at the controls. And no doubt the steel nerves of pilots like Wofford will be put to the test as this year's intense fire season rages on. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Durango, Colorado.